This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. World Health Assembly adopts new global health security framework after pandemic treaty stalemate. The 79th World Health Assembly concluded its second day with member states reaching consensus on strengthening global health security mechanisms, even as negotiations on the pandemic preparedness treaty remain deadlocked, according to the World Health Organization daily update from May 23, 2026. 194 countries participated in WHO Assembly discussions on Global Health Security Framework, WHO, member state participation in key health initiatives, percentage of countries committed to new global health programs, 2026 AMR surveillance 87 cent, digital health system 73 cent, pandemic treaty 34 cent. Source: World Health Organization, 2026. Georgian Medical Journal News. Antimicrobial resistance takes center stage. Member states unanimously approved expanded funding for the WHO Global Antimicrobial Resistance Surveillance System, according to the WHO Assembly Daily Update. The Assembly allocated additional resources to support laboratory capacity building in low-income nations, addressing critical gaps identified during the COVID-19 pandemic. The new framework includes standardized reporting mechanisms and shared research databases to accelerate development of novel antimicrobial treatments. For more analysis on global health initiatives, our coverage provides comprehensive updates on international health policy developments, digital health infrastructure expansion approved. The Assembly endorsed a comprehensive digital health strategy targeting healthcare delivery improvements, according to the WHO Daily Update. The initiative focuses on telemedicine expansion, electronic health records standardization, and artificial intelligence integration in diagnostic systems. According to the WHO Digital Health Strategy document, participating countries will receive technical assistance and funding support over the next 5 years. The program aims to bridge healthcare access gaps exacerbated by the pandemic, particularly in rural and underserved communities. Pandemic treaty negotiations stall. Despite intensive discussions, the proposed Pandemic Preparedness and Response Treaty failed to secure sufficient support for ratification, according to the WHO Assembly update. Key disagreements centered on intellectual property provisions for vaccines and treatments, with developed and developing nations maintaining opposing positions. The WHO Bureau announced that negotiations will continue through specialized working groups, with the next formal review scheduled for the World Health Assembly in 2027. Our health policy coverage continues to track these critical international negotiations. Key takeaways: 194 WHO member states participated in comprehensive discussions on global health security frameworks. Member states approved expanded funding for antimicrobial resistance surveillance programs. Digital Health Infrastructure Initiative approved with focus on developing nations. Pandemic Preparedness Treaty negotiations postponed until 2027 due to unresolved disagreements. Frequently asked questions: what is the WHO Global Antimicrobial Resistance Surveillance System? The system monitors antibiotic-resistant infections worldwide and helps countries develop targeted treatment strategies. It provides standardized data collection methods and laboratory protocols to track emerging drug-resistant pathogens across participating nations. Why did the pandemic treaty negotiations fail? According to the WHO Assembly update, major disagreements arose over intellectual property rights for vaccines and medical treatments during health emergencies. Developing countries sought guaranteed access to pandemic countermeasures, while developed nations raised concerns about technology transfer requirements and funding obligations. How will the Digital Health Initiative benefit developing countries? The program provides technical assistance and funding for telemedicine systems, electronic health records, and AI diagnostic tools. It aims to improve healthcare access in rural areas and strengthen health system resilience against future pandemic disruptions. The World Health Assembly's focus on practical health security measures reflects growing recognition that global health cooperation requires incremental progress rather than comprehensive treaties, according to the WHO Daily Update. As member states continue working through specialized committees, the emphasis on antimicrobial resistance and digital health infrastructure provides tangible frameworks for immediate implementation across diverse healthcare systems. Source: 79th World Health Assembly Daily Update, 23rd of May 2026. At context: Health Assembly adopts new global health security framework after pandemic treaty stalemate. Description: World Health Assembly adopts new global health security framework with AMR surveillance expansion, while pandemic treaty talks stall over IP disputes among 194 nations. Author type: organization name, GMJ editorial team. Publisher type: organization name, GMJ News, Georgian Medical Journal. Date published 2026-05-24. Date modified 2026-05-24. At context: is the WHO Global Antimicrobial Resistance Surveillance System. Accepted answer. At type: text: the system monitors antibiotic-resistant infections worldwide and helps countries develop targeted treatment strategies. It provides standardized data collection methods and laboratory protocols to track emerging drug-resistant pathogens across participating nations. At type: question, name: why did the pandemic treaty negotiations fail? Accepted answer. Type: answer. According to the WHO Assembly update, major disagreements arose over intellectual property rights for vaccines and medical treatments during health emergencies. Developing countries sought guaranteed access to pandemic countermeasures, while developed nations raised concerns about technology transfer requirements and funding obligations. At type: question, name: how will the Digital Health Initiative benefit developing countries? Accepted answer. At type: answer, text: the program provides technical assistance and funding for telemedicine systems, electronic health records, and AI diagnostic tools. It aims to improve healthcare access in rural areas and strengthen health system resilience against future pandemic disruptions.